This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Morning Briefing on Monday, the 23rd of May. New advice has been issued in relation to the monkeypox virus as infections in the UK hit 20. Anyone who's been in direct contact with an infected person is being asked to self-isolate for 3 weeks. Catherine Smallwood is a senior emergency officer with the World Health Organization and has told Times Radio who's more likely to pick up the virus.
Young children, pregnant women, and people who are immunocompromised are particularly vulnerable to monkeypox. And so if people have had a close contact with a case and they may work or live with people who are vulnerable, they should be particularly careful.
New figures from the UN show 8 million people have now been displaced by the war in Ukraine, while 6 million have fled the country since Russia invaded 3 months ago. New data also shows the number of people forced to flee conflict, violence, human rights violations and persecution worldwide has now crossed the 100 million mark for the first time on record. The boss of one of Britain's largest energy companies has warned that a fifth of households are already in fuel poverty. Michael Lewis, the head of E.ON, predicts that number could double in October when the energy price cap rises again, and we should be braced for inflated gas and electricity prices to last for another year and a half. Meanwhile, people wanting to replace their old gas boilers with greener heat pumps could now access a £5,000 grant from the government. The initiative is part of a £3.9 billion project to make all heating systems low carbon by 2035. Installing a heat pump costs between £10,000 and £12,000, and Labour and some environmental campaigners don't believe the support goes far enough. Sue Gray's long-awaited report into lockdown parties at Downing Street is due to be published this week. Reports suggest the document will feature photographs of the illegal gatherings. Oliver Wright is the policy editor at The Times.
She believes that the culture in Downing Street was one where there wasn't really anyone turning around and saying, hang on, you know, this isn't something you should be doing. She doesn't want to sort of blame junior civil servants who may have attended these parties. She's much more interested in looking at how they were allowed to happen in the first place. How come nobody said, you know, really, this just isn't appropriate?
85 people have received at least one fixed penalty notice each for attending events over 8 separate days during lockdown, including the Prime Minister. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson's coming under increasing pressure to explain exactly why he met Sue Gray to discuss her report last month. Anthony Albanese has been sworn in as Australia's new leader. His Labour Party defeated Scott Morrison's Conservative government in an election on Saturday after a 9-year hiatus. Mr Albanese's promised to do more to tackle climate change and is keen to address the rising cost of living.
I, Anthony Norman Albanese, do solemnly and sincerely affirm and declare that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land and her people, in the office of Prime Minister.
Mr Albanese will fly to Tokyo today for an international summit with leaders of the so-called Quad Nations, the US, India and Japan. And Prince William's 40th birthday is to be celebrated with a £5 coin featuring his portrait. It's the first time the Duke of Cambridge, who's second in line to the throne, will appear alone on an official coin struck by the Royal Mint. You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast. With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times Radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly.
It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times Radio app.